to go. But I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A fourth night of missile strikes between Israel and Iran. At least five people have been killed in Israel, which is claiming it can now fly freely over Tehran with no major threat, after striking 10 command centers that belong to the country's Quds Force. As for those incoming Iranian missiles, correspondent Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
There's an understanding that if these ballistic missiles coming in had a nuclear warhead, it would basically mean the end of Israel. So the country's very much behind the government and the military and hoping that they'll be able to knock out Iran's nuclear program.
The conflict expected to take center stage at the G7 summit in Canada. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is traveling with President Trump in Alberta.
These are the leaders of the world's largest democracies, and several of them have already said that they are looking for a rapid de-escalation between Iran and Israel. And so this conflict has suddenly become the most urgent focus of this two-day summit.
A suspect apprehended in the murder of a Minnesota state senator and her husband, another Democratic legislator, and his wife were wounded. CBS's Lilia Luciano from Minneapolis.
There is a lot of grief for these beloved lawmakers, for the beloved lawmaker who passed, and of course, relief that this man was caught within 43 hours of this, what they're calling authorities, the largest manhunt in the state's history.
A major airline is adding a new safety feature to its cockpits.
A pilot's worst nightmare can be a warning like this.
Southwest 440, cancel takeoff clearance, hold in position.
That prevented a collision with a plane landing on the same runway. Now Southwest Airlines has added a text and voice cockpit warning system that can alert a pilot about to use the wrong runway or take off on a taxiway. That almost happened here in Orlando back in March. Southwest tells the Wall Street Journal the new system is now on nearly all of its 800 737s. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Police in Utah say three bystanders were shot to death at a festival in West Valley City last night, among them an infant. Police say it began with an argument between two groups of people when officers approached. They say a 16-year-old pulled out a gun and fired. He's been taken into custody. Intense flooding blame for at least five deaths in West Virginia. The search is still on for three still missing. This man's stepfather lost his home in Fairmount.
He was up on top of the hill. He was able to get his dog out. He was sleeping in his vehicle with his dog. So it was quite the scene, actually. It's indescribable. The only thing left was his foundation.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some celebrations already took place with an official observance this week. Juneteenth Day is this Thursday, with most municipalities taking a day off. That means garbage collection will be impacted and government offices will be closed on the 19th. Kenosha has a Juneteenth dedication ceremony on Thursday at Civic Center Park. Racine had their 50th annual Juneteenth parade over the weekend. If you missed it, there's a photo recap online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. It was a high-tech rescue in Kenosha County Friday night. A watch automatically called 911, and a thermal imaging drone helped find the wreckage of a crash 50 feet from the road. The rescue unfolded in Brighton on 142 at 224th Avenue. A car had crashed over an embankment and disappeared into dense brush, making it invisible from the road. Authorities were only alerted by an Apple Watch, which sends an automated crash notification.
The drone found the heat signature of the crash. The driver had already gotten out and was treated for injuries not life-threatening. A cause is under investigation. When the Social Security office in Racine moved, it went away from where a lot of people were. Now, bus riders in Racine have direct access to the SSA office thanks to a service expansion by Ride Racine. Route 27 recently started making 10 weekday stops at the newly relocated office at the Mount Pleasant Commerce Center. The change comes after the old office closed in May. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers conquer the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have today off after beating the Cardinals 3-2 before a Father's Day crowd of over 40,000 fans. Top of the ninth, Nolan Arenado representing the tying run after getting on base following a dramatic 12-pitch at-bat against the Brewers closer, Trevor Megill. Pat Murphy's reaction after the game, a sigh of relief.
Whew. I guess if anyone's considering whether or not Arenado's a Hall of Famer, that at-bat in the ninth, that's special. That was a tremendous at-bat. But then for Megill and Contreras to weave through that thing like they did, that's super special.
So the Brewers winning 3 out of 4 against St. Louis. They'll face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow night. Boys High School lacrosse. The Wanakee Warriors held on to win 9-8 over Wales Kettle Moraine to win their first ever WIAA state championship. That match held over the weekend at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A few scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 64 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms. There could be some heavy rain late tomorrow into tomorrow night. High tomorrow, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore. Your lips, and there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby. Down on my knees for you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, and I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Movie music coming up from, well, one of the biggest superstars ever. It's early 70s stuff on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, about half an hour from now on WRJN.
Big deals.
June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Be take good care of my baby. Just take good care of my
Bobby V.
baby.
Let's not forget that we lost this music giant just 2 days before Brian Wilson. Here's Sly Stone on WRJN.
Yeah.
Gentry's, reminding you that we have elevated our news coverage. We've teamed with Racine County Eye, and you can get the headlines from WRJN, the details by reading RacineCountyEye.com. Here's Stuart J. Waddles now from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a high-tech rescue in Kenosha County Friday night. A watch automatically called 911, and a thermal imaging drone helped find the wreckage of a crash 50 feet from the road. The rescue unfolded in Brighton on 142 at 224th Avenue. A car had crashed over an embankment and disappeared into dense brush, making it invisible from the road. Authorities were only alerted by an Apple Watch, which sends an automated crash notification. The drone found the heat signature of the crash. The driver had already gotten out and was treated for injuries not life-threatening. A cause is under investigation. Even though already approved, the long-term impact from new power projects in Kenosha County and Oak Creek are still coming to light. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Concerns are raised following State Public Service Commission approval of two new natural gas-fired power plants in southeast Wisconsin. The PSC signed off on the We Energies plants, part of a $2 billion project, to respond to expected increases in energy demand from new AI data centers. Tom Content is with the Citizens Utility Board, representing utility customers. Content says if that data center income doesn't pan out, residential and small business ratepayers could be saddled with costs. We Energies expects to begin work on the plants in Oak Creek and Kenosha County next year, part of a more than $2 billion plan to invest in natural gas infrastructure in response to expected increases in energy demand in southeast Wisconsin, much of it driven by data centers, which require large amounts of power. Environmental groups are concerned, too, although the gas plant proposed for Oak Creek would be less polluting than the coal-fired We Energies units it would replace.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. A few scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 64 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms. There could be some heavy rain late tomorrow into tomorrow night. High tomorrow, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm on over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind. Your love is so rare. Being with you is a feeling I just can't compare. And if I can't hold, we'll
the moments we two can share.
Timeless Hits, WRJN with Dan Marcus here. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today says we'll see partly cloudy skies, 75 for the high water temperature on Lake Michigan, 56 point, let's call it 57. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. To you.
Mixes and Timeless Hits, WRJN. We hit the movies now for the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the air for a while. And this one, 1972, this is a number one song that is now pretty much forgotten, except by me, and I'm going to share it with you next on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, WRJN.
The wait is over. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is having its grand opening on June 17th at 10 a.m., and you're invited. Be one of the first 50 people in line and score a free combo meal. That's a cheesesteak, fries, and a drink on the house. Located at 4700 Washington Avenue, Charlie's is bringing the heat with fresh grilled cheesesteaks, loaded gourmet fries, and real deal flavor. Doors open at 10 sharp. Come hungry and come early. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, now grilling in Racine.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Chill out this summer with unbeatable deals at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your go-to destination for selection, service, convenience, and serious savings. Beat the heat with a sizzling summer special. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Perfect for keeping your drinks frosty on the go. Whether you're stepping inside or cruising through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's has everything you need to keep moving. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, right at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. Let's see how many clues it takes for you to figure out what this morning's nugget is, okay? This was a number one song. Number one in the fall of 1972. It was replaced at number one by Chuck Berry's My Ding-a-ling, okay, which has already been a nugget. And this song from a 1972 movie. This is the title track. This is Michael Jackson's first solo number one away from the Jackson 5. This is Michael Jackson's love song to a rat. Got it now? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? This morning's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget is Ben. Title track to the movie of the same name, 1972. Michael Jackson solo. He's about 14, maybe 13 when he sang this. WRJN.
Been the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were.
Likely number one, but it was Michael Jackson, his first number one. It'd be 7 years before he hit number one again with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. But that song, Summer of 72, that may have been the summer, might have been the summer of 74, I'm not sure which. One of those two summers, I met Michael Jackson and had a 45-second lunch with Michael. And that's a story for another time. The story takes longer than the lunch did. But I'll tell you, sometime. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, back this afternoon at 1:45 on WRJN.
WRJN.
Ba 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 ba. To a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Ba 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 ba
Boys, Barbara Ann, did you see the tribute to the Beach Boys, the Grammy tribute to the Beach Boys? A few years back, it was on CBS Last Night again as a tribute to Brian Wilson following his passing. Find it on demand. So worth it. So many great artists performing so many great Beach Boys songs. Highly recommend it. WRJN.
Short and the nights are long. Where they walk and I walk, they twist and I'll twist, they shimmy and I'll shimmy, they fly and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out west out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. Skin old Frisco, a pretty little chick wherever you go.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The hunt is over for the man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband and wounding a state senator and his wife. CBS News spoke with the suspect's friend and roommate, David Carlson.
He was a very giving person. No one would think he's capable of this. And he lived his life like that. And he was a Christian and he went to church every Sunday. Whatever this was, he kept it well hidden from his wife and all that.
I'm Peter King. Law enforcement officers flushed Vance Belcher out of the woods near his home in Grand Isle, Minnesota, about 60 miles from the crime scene. Minnesota State Patrol Lieutenant Jeremy Geiger.
The suspect crawled to law enforcement teams and was placed under arrest at that point in time.
Belcher's first court appearance is scheduled for this afternoon. He faces two counts of second-degree murder and two counts of second-degree attempted murder. Governor Tim Walz.
We will put every ounce of effort that the state of Minnesota has to make sure that justice is served and the individual responsible for this serves the time for the unspeakable act.
Israel's military has just warned people in parts of Tehran to evacuate ahead of a planned attack. It comes after a fourth night of back-and-forth strikes that killed at least eight people in Israel. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
One missile crashed into a high-rise apartment complex in Petah Tikva, that's a city near Tel Aviv, with deadly consequences. The missile blew out windows and shattered concrete walls in several buildings.
Israel claims it's wiped out the headquarters of Iran's elite Quds military unit. The conflict between Israel and Iran